This goes to Mary Beach. It's B-E-A-C-H. N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-953-5801. Regarding Judy, middle initial K, Cameron, C-A-M like Mary, E-R-O, N like November. Date of birth, March 15th of 1943. Dear Miss Beach, B-E-A-C-H, this is a consultation for Mrs. Cameron for evaluation of elevated creatinine over the last year. She is a 79-year-old female patient. Currently, she's living at home, and she is under the assistance of the PACE program. She gets assistance with transportations and setting up medications and medical care. In February of 2022, she had a fall and a severe fracture of her left femur. That required open reduction internal fixation with hardware into that left femur. Following the surgery, while she was in the hospital, she reports that she had a great deal of swelling in both legs, the surgical leg as well as the right leg. And so she was initially started on 20 milligrams of Lasix daily, and that was gradually increased to her current dose of 40 milligrams of Lasix twice a day. And she's been on that ever since February of 2022. The edema is gone at this point. She reports that she's urinating very well, although she is incontinent of urine, and that is a chronic problem. She is feeling better, and she would like to get off as many medications as possible. While she was in the hospital, she was started on gabapentin, 300 milligrams three times a day, but has been tapered off of that medication, and she's doing very well without it. She's not sure why it was started, but she believes it was used for pain. Also, her metoprolol, 50 milligrams twice a day, was changed to 100 milligrams extended release once a day, and that's also doing well. And she's been on meloxicam, 15 milligrams daily, for at least a year, and she is more than willing to stop that as of today per our request. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation and bradycardia, and that did require a pacemaker insertion November of 2021. She's been feeling much better after that pacemaker was placed. She has had chronic recurrent anemia, usually the iron deficiency type, and type 2 diabetes, oral medication and diet controlled. She's had problems with reflux disease, but no dysphagia, no nausea or vomiting, intermittent diarrhea without current blood. She does have dark stools due to being on oral iron supplementation. She denies chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing, no sputum production, no dizziness or syncopal episodes. Urine is clear, no current edema, no rashes, no claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for iron deficiency anemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hypothyroidism, osteoarthritis, allergic rhinitis, urinary incontinence. Past surgical history, she had insertion of her permanent pacemaker November of 2021. She's had an appendectomy, bilateral cataract removal, cholecystectomy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy for a prolapsed uterus, and the open reduction internal fixation of the left femur with rods and screws placed in November of 2021, and bilateral total knee replacements. Social history, the patient is a widow. She lives alone. She has never smoked cigarettes and does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, asthma, COPD, stroke, hypertension, and heart disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Bactrim and Simvastatin. Medications, she's on Synthroid, 125 microgram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, Celexa, 20 milligram daily, Aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Pravastatin is 80 milligram daily, Potassium, 10 milliequivalent daily, Tylenol, 1,000 milligram 2 to 3 times a day, Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day, Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day, Trazodone, 100 milligram at bedtime, Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram daily, Protonix, 40 milligram daily, Claritin, 10 milligram daily, Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram sublingual PRN chest pain, that is rarely if ever used, Actos, 15 milligram daily, Lidocaine, 5% cream as needed for pain, she does not use that, Vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, Metoprolol, extended release, 100 milligram once daily, and Meloxicam, 15 milligram once daily. Physical examination, height is 64 inches, weight 210 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 80. Pulse 68, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, very difficult to visualize due to a very prominent tongue, but clear. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruises. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, the rate is in the 60s, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no organ enlargement, no hernias. Extremities, trace of pretibial edema bilaterally. Feet, fetal pulse is 1+. Toes are warm, no decreased sensation, and brisk capillary refill bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 25th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR of 43. 9/19 of 22, creatinine was 1.1 with GFR 48. June 15th, 2022, creatinine 1.1, GFR 48. 3/29 of 22, creatinine is 1.1, GFR 48. 2/24, 2022, creatinine is 1.2 with GFR 43. December 1st of 2021, creatinine was normal at 0.7. And 10/25, 2022, calcium 8.5, sodium 136, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23. Urinalysis, negative for blood and negative for protein. Hemoglobin 12.6. Platelets 147,000. White count 12.1. 9/19. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.4. 9/7/22. White count is 6.5, hemoglobin 13.7, platelets 160,000. And we have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of the urine done 3/8 of 2022, and that is normal at 27. assessment and plan, stage 3A to B, chronic kidney disease, starting in February of 2022, most likely secondary to diuretic use for the edema of her lower extremities, which has resolved, also to longstanding hypertension and type 2 diabetes. She also does have secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her parathyroid level was checked 9/7 of 2022, and it was elevated at 160.9. So we will be monitoring and watching that with her lab studies. We have asked her to stop meloxicam today. This should hopefully lower blood pressure and decrease edema. We're going to recheck her lab order, her lab studies, in the next 2 weeks to see if that has made a difference and has increased or has decreased her creatinine further. Then we'd like to do lab studies every 3 months thereafter. We're going to obtain her last echocardiogram result to review it. Once she's stopped the meloxicam, it may be worthwhile to change her Actos to a different med for diabetes, since the Actos is known to cause edema. Apparently she was on metformin at one point. She's not sure why that was stopped or changed. She doesn't recall any side effects, but that would certainly be an appropriate drug to use if she's tolerant of it. Then next we could consider decreasing amlodipine from 10 milligrams to 5, as that is another drug that causes edema in the lower extremities often. And then we could further try to decrease the Lasix down from 80 milligram a day, perhaps down to 40 milligram a day, with the goals of getting that as low as possible to control edema and prevent recurrence. And she's going to have a follow-up visit in this office in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.